Fred Film Radio.
This is Fred Film Radio. I'm Samantha Sartori from the International Film Festival of India 2017. And today I'm honored to be here with Anik Datta, the director of, please help me with the title.
Well, in Bengali, it's Meghnath Bodh Rahasya. If it was in Hindi, it would have been Meghnath Bodh Rahasya.
Okay, and do you have an international title already?
Yeah, we have an English title, which we've used as a subtext, which is Who Done It, How Done It, and Why Done It.
Thank you. So can you talk about a little bit about the plot of the movie and the inspiration of this movie also?
Okay. Well, it's always difficult to, you know, give away the story of a so-called thriller, if you may. But the word Rahasya in Bengali is actually means mystery. But I would like to say that this whole film is basically, it's in the garb of a whodunit, or in the garb of a mystery thriller, if you may. And it kind of starts with, you know, several tracks which are seemingly unrelated in different periods of time. Before independence, during the British rule in India, 1936, when the year was simmering, the freedom movement, and then in the 70s, much later, when, you know, other things, were something very important politically was happening, and the present day, where it deals with the central character is a science fiction, a Bengali science fiction writer who writes in English, and who has just got the most prestigious Arthasie Clarke Award, which is actually, there has been a Bengali writer called Amitabh Ghosh, who's very well known. He got the Arthasie Clarke Award also. Now, he comes to his hometown every year, which is erstwhile Calcutta, now called Kolkata, and spends his winter. Now, the whole thing, these kind of complications start, and he suddenly receives this book called Meghnath Bodh Kabbo, which is a modern epic written by, it's a very well-known book by Michael Madhusudan Dutt, which is written long time back, and which deals with this mythological figure called Meghnad, who's from Ramayana, and who had a very tragic ending, and there was a victim of betrayal, etc. But this is not based on Meghnath Bodh Kabbo, but how Kabbo becomes a Rahasya, or what is the connection of Meghnath Bodh or Meghnath to our film, is the mystery precisely. So would that suffice, or would you like to know?
No, it's more than enough. Thank you so much. I find very interesting the way that you portray the family. I was expecting more like a traditional kind of family. Instead, you portray this family in a very modern way and very open-minded, and was really, really interesting, and also very funny, by the way. Can you talk about how you develop this kind of... I'm talking about the first part of the movie. How you develop this kind of relationship, and how did you work with your actors that are really, really good?
See, I mean, what you see in soaps, or as serials as we call it, which is television soaps, the kind of family which is portrayed, and the typical Indian family is actually non-existent, that kind of a joint family. And today, our families are urban families, and even in rural India, are far more complicated, or not to say that the earlier relationships were not, but they're heavy Western influence, etc. Some of them even don't speak Bengali very well. They break into English, if you have noticed.
It's pretty common.
Yeah, it's pretty common in, you know, the urban, so-called educated class. And here we are dealing with the well-heeled. And these families, they get into various relationships, multiple marriages, because the main character, Oshimabo, who's also known as, who's called in jest Asimov, because he's a science fiction writer. So Oshimabo and Indrani, his wife now, who's was a well-known actress and now runs an NGO, this is their second marriage for both of them, and they have their respective children from their earlier marriages. And there is a hint of all kinds of relationships, even between these two, let's say, half brothers and sisters. And we don't know, we keep, you know, suspecting that, okay, this person is up to something. So I had used this typical whodunit, say, let's say, an Agatha Christie, say, a Hercule Poirot kind of a thing, where in a close situation, there are about 6-7 characters who have interlinks, and yet, I mean, it would be, the suspect would be one of these. And then, of course, I take the film a little away from a regular detective story, finally at the end. And then the historical things, what it would be, I would rather not tell the people who, because that's going to kill the surprise. But who are aware of the political history of Bengal, which actually a lot of people, at least internationally, reporters and journalists know, I'm not sure about common people, will find interesting references, reference points. Your second question was, how did I handle my actors? Where to begin with, I try and take competent actors, and I've been told that the level of acting has been very good. The second, there are two ways of going about it. Sometimes you write a film and then you can't cast because you have a certain limitation, you know, number of people who fit the profile. So I entirely go by the creative fit, and if they happen to have a box office following, if they happen to be stars, it's an additional bonus. But I don't look at their so-called poster value or face value in the poster. I rather go in for the right actor for the right role. And then after choosing the actors, maybe tweak the dialogues and script to help or suit their way of speaking and mannerism. And for those who are not quite there, I work specially on them. But this is much before the shoot. During the shoot, I do not tell them much. I mean, before I, whatever this thing, in workshops and things like that, I just communicate. And depending on the actor, some actors, I don't brief them at all. I just give them the backstory, etc. But the backstory is, I give very clear and precise story, to the extent that you have gone to this school and you have gone to this college, which is obviously not mentioned in the film, but that helps them in, figuring out the character. And this has happened with you. And for some of the others, I have to guide them a little more. So this is how
I see. It's an amazing ensemble, and like the results, yeah. The final results.
There are some very experienced actors, and there are some absolute fresh, like the girl who you saw, who's been appreciated, and since then she's been getting one film or the other. In fact, she has another film in the Indian panorama, another Bengali film. She was chosen after she did this. This was her first film. So,
Another thing that is very interesting of your movie is that it's a very pretty long movie for European standard, but it's very engaging, and the rhythm is very,
Indians
very
like
fast.
A little longer. They pay money, so they think that okay,
they want a lot.
Yeah, at least this thing. But maybe this, for later European versions, where the regional nuances, etc., may not be that relevant, we are planning to cut it down. To have a shorter version.
But I think it's not necessary, because the rhythm is very engaging, and in any point of the movie is very I was wondering how you work on it.
My training has been in advertising. I'm an advertising filmmaker.
Okay, I understand. So I would like also to talk about a little bit about the soundtrack, because it's really beautiful, and I really like the songs. They are really nice. Are songs that they are written for this movie, or is something?
They are written for this movie. There's, of course, one where they're singing in the party, which is Rabindrasangeet, as we call it. This is Tagore songs, which are almost everywhere. I mean, any Bengali would sing that, coming from any kind of background, would know those songs. And very often with, in a gathering, they would burst it. In this case, it's a little different, and perhaps a little sacrilegious to show that people who are drunk are singing this, because he's almost... what should I say? I mean, he is considered God in Bengal. I don't know whether you've heard about Rabindranath Tagore. He's a Nobel laureate also. The only Nobel laureate in literature from India. Anyway, so that, apart from that, all the songs are original songs written for this. And the music, there is an interesting part to it. What we decided was that even the music should have an unraveling of the mystery. So people would, I'm giving hints through the music that because the basic tune, the basic theme, people who are from Bengal, they immediately would catch on to it. It's a song which was used in a certain political movement, left-wing political movement in the 50s and 60s, etc. So initially we've treated it very differently as a Western classical rendition, etc. So people kind of, they're wondering, and what is this? This sounds familiar, but we can't this thing. Slowly, 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 at the end, it falls in place, and then, wow, this is so. I told the music director, let's have some mystery in the music also, and a solution to that. So there, it was referential, and we had a reference of this very famous song, which is basically, what should I say, a mass song, a left-wing movement song by a very, very famous songwriter and composer in Bengal. So it had reference of that, apart from other things.
Yeah. I see. It's very, very effective. Even I'm not familiar with this kind of songs. It's really beautiful.
But unfortunately, like, you know, when losing in translation with the nuances or the humor, etc., these kind of references and hints obviously gets lost. I mean, that's happened to all kinds of films, even to, you know, who's very, very well known all over, you know, from where we come. Satyajit Ray, he's also from Bengal and Calcutta. And Martin Scorsese is a huge fan of Satyajit Ray.
I can believe.
Yeah. So, and so even his films had a lot of nuances which outside India, Bengal, a little difficult to this thing. But then it's true for, I think, films or literature all over the world. I'm sure when we read García Gabriel Márquez, we don't get the full flavor. We just get the Absolutely. Essence, and yet we enjoy it so much. Yeah.
Absolutely. I want to finish with another last question. There is a lot of references in your movie. I'm also a big fan of science fiction of the 50s, the 60s, okay. Like very old science fiction. You cite a lot of very famous science fiction writers and also movie director like Antonioni. I would like to know, like, your...
No, I'm not a huge sci-fi addict or anything. But of course, like anyone else, I've... And since he is a science fiction writer... Because, it's, you know, how it came, and he could have been anything else, he could have been writing anything else. But why sci-fi is because I wanted to play on his, there's a name in Bengali, which is Oshimabo, which is close to Asimov, which is kind of sounds Russian. So when he was in a movement, he was called Comrade Asimov. So this whole connection, so since it's Asimov, so I said, okay, let's get science fiction. So there are some references of Philip Dick and others, and even Satyajit Ray, who's the filmmaker, was also had used to write science fiction. Incidentally, he would have made the first science fiction film for Hollywood, which was later made by Spielberg. His film was called Alien, which never got made, and then E.T. was done with almost the same script. Anyway, so that's the science fiction bit. Why the reference to filmmakers is, it was coming from this guy who's a filmmaker. So the guy who is finally solving this is a filmmaker called Kunal Sen. So obviously he's, whenever there's this thing about, you know, this suddenly you take a photograph and something inadvertently comes into the frame, you immediately, for any filmmaker, your close-up, Antonioni's close-up would come to your mind.
Yes.
And of course, Satyajit Ray is a regular reference with us because we are kind of obsessed with them.
I see. Thanks a lot to Anik Datta.
Thank you.
For being with us today. I'm Samantha Sartori from the International Film Festival of India, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.